abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Dearly beloved brethren, the scripture moveth us in sundry places to acknowledge and confess our manifold sins and wickedness, and that we should not dissemble nor cloak them before the face of Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, but confess them with an humble, lowly, penitent, and obedient heart, to the end that we may obtain forgiveness of the same by his infinite goodness and mercy. And although we ought at all times humbly to acknowledge our sins before God, yet ought we most chiefly so to do when we assemble and meet together to render thanks for the great benefits that we have received at his hands, to set forth his most worthy praise, to hear his most holy word, and to ask those things which are requisite and necessary as well for the body as the soul. Wherefore I pray and beseech you, as many as are here present, to accompany me with a pure heart and humble voice unto the throne of the heavenly grace, saying after me:
Almighty and most merciful Father, we have erred and strayed from thy ways like lost sheep. We have followed too much the devices
and desires of our own hearts. We have offended
against thy rules.
We have left undone those things which we ought to have done.
And we have done those things which we ought not to have done. And there is no health in us. But thou, O Lord, have mercy upon us, miserable offenders. Spare thou them, O God, which confess their faults. Restore thou them that are penitent, according to thy promises declared unto mankind, in Christ Jesus our Lord. And grant, O most merciful Father, for his sake, that we may hereafter live godly, righteous, and sober life, to the glory of thy holy name. Amen.
Almighty God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who desireth not the death of a sinner, but rather that he may turn from his wickedness and live, and hath given power and commandment to his ministers to declare and pronounce to his people, being penitent, the absolution and remission of their sins, he pardoneth and absolveth all them that truly repent and unfeignedly believe his holy gospel. Wherefore let us beseech him to grant us true repentance and his Holy Spirit, that those things may please him which we do at this present, and that the rest of our life hereafter may be pure and holy, so that at the last we may come to his eternal joy, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. O Lord, open thou our lips,
and thou must judge of all thy praise.
O God, make speed to save us.
O Lord, make haste to help us.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Praise ye the Lord.
Thank you. A reading from the prophecy of Isaiah. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For darkness shall cover the earth, and thick darkness and peoples and the peoples. But the Lord will arise upon you, and his glory will appear over you. Nations shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your dawn. Lift up your eyes and look around. They all gather together. They come to you. Your sons shall come from far away, and your daughters shall be carried on their nurses' arms. Then you shall see and be radiant. Your heart shall thrill and rejoice, because of the abundance of the sea shall be brought to you. The wealth of the nations shall come to you. A multitude of camels shall cover you. The young camels of Midian and Ephah, and all those from Sheba shall come. They shall bring gold and frankincense, and shall proclaim the praise of the Lord. All the flocks of Kedar shall be gathered to you. The rams of Nebo'eth shall minister to you. They shall be acceptable on my altar, and I will glorify my glorious house. Who are these that fly like a cloud and like doves to their windows? For the coastlands shall wait for me, the ships of Tarshish first, to bring your children from far away, their silver and gold with them, for the name of the Lord your God, and for the Holy One of Israel, because he has glorified you. Foreigners shall build up your walls, and their kings shall minister to you, for in my wrath I struck you down. But in my favour I have mercy on you. Your gates shall always be open. Day and night they shall not be shut, so that nations shall bring you their wealth, with their kings led in procession. For the nation and kingdom that will not serve you, you shall perish. Those nations shall be utterly laid waste. The glory of Lebanon shall come to you, the cypress, the plane, and the pine, to beautify the place of my sanctuary, and I will glorify where my feet rest. The descendants of those who oppressed you shall come bending low to you, and all who despised you shall bow down at your feet. They shall call you the city of the Lord, the Zion of the Holy One of Israel. Here ends the first reading.
Generations shall call me. from the Revelation to John. And to the angel of the church in Sardis write, these are the words of him who has the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. I know your works. You have a name of being alive, but you are dead. Wake up and strengthen what remains and is on the point of death, for I have not found your works perfect in the sight of my God. Remember then what you received and heard, obey it and repent. If you do not wake up, I will come like a thief, and you will not know at what hour I will come to you. Yet you have still a few persons in Sardis who have not soiled their clothes. They will walk with me dressed in white, for they are worthy. If you conquer, you will be clothed like them in white robes, and I will not blot out your name in the book of life. I will confess your name before my Father and before his angels. Let anyone who has an ear listen to what the Spirit is saying to the churches. And to the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, these are the words of the Holy One, the True One, who has the key of David, who opens and no one will shut, who shuts and no one opens. I know your works. Look, I have set before you an open door which no one is able to shut. I know that you have but little power, and yet you have kept my word and have not denied my name. I will make those of the synagogue of Satan, who say that they are Jews and are not, but are lying, I will make them come and bow down before your feet, and they will learn that I have loved you. Because you have kept my word of patient endurance, I will keep you from the hour of trial that is coming on the whole world to test the inhabitants of the earth. I am coming soon. Hold fast to what you have, so that no one may seize your crown. If you conquer, I will make you a pillar in the temple of my God. You will never go out of it. I will write on you the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, the new Jerusalem that comes down from my God out of heaven, and my own new name. Let anyone who has an ear listen to what the Spirit is saying to the churches. Here ends the second reading.
Thank you.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Let us pray. Lord, have mercy upon us.
Christ, have mercy upon us.
Lord, have mercy upon us. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. O Lord, show thy mercy upon us,
and grant us thy salvation.
O Lord, save the Queen,
and mercifully hear us when we call upon thee.
Endue thy ministers with righteousness,
and make thy chosen people joyful.
O Lord, save thy people,
and bless thy inheritance.
Give peace in our time, O Lord,
because there is none other that fighteth for us, but only thou, O God.
O God, may clean our hearts within us,
and take not thy Holy Spirit from us.
Alone canst order the unruly wills and affections of sinful men. Grant unto thy people that they may love the thing which thou commandest, and desire that which thou dost promise, that so among the sundry and manifold changes of the world, our hearts may surely there be fixed, where true joys are to be found. Through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
O God, from whom all holy desires, all good counsels, and all just works do proceed, give unto thy servants that peace which the world cannot give, that both our hearts may be said to obey thy commandments, and also that by thee, we, being defended from the fear of our enemies, may pass our time in rest and quietness through the merits of Jesus Christ, our Saviour.
Amen.
Lighten our darkness, we beseech thee, O Lord, and by thy great mercy defend us from all perils and dangers of this night.
for the love of thy only Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ.
Amen. Our anthem for this evening is O Sweet and Blessed Country. The words of this evening's anthem are based on writings of Bernard of Cluny. There are very few references to the life of this 12th century monk and poet. Some traditions describe him as a native of England, whereas others say that he was born in Brittany. He became a monk at the Abbey of St. Saviour in central France before transferring to the Benedictine Foundation at Cluny near Lyon, where he studied literature and theology. In some of his writings, Bernard criticises humanity's search for earthly happiness and speaks of the transitory nature of earthly life, maintaining that human satisfaction can be found only in the spiritual existence of the next world. And the music for tonight's anthem was composed by Gustav Holst, who was an English composer and teacher who studied at the Royal College of Music under Charles Villiers Stanford. Holst is probably best known for his orchestral suite, The Planets, and tonight's anthem is an adapted melody of the central section from the suite's fourth movement, named after the planet Jupiter.
May I speak to the glory of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. I'd like to do an informal poll for our first evening song back together for over a year. Raise your hands. How many people consider yourselves to be morning people? Don't be shy. Anybody? Well, about three, maybe. Are you up before the break of day? Bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, energised and ready to go. Growing up, I could never be the one who was up before the alarm clock. But now, as I've got older, life and work have changed. I have a different routine. I am slowly becoming a morning person. When my nephews went to primary school, their day began with wake up, shake up, an opportunity to be in the playground and have about 10 minutes of music and dancing to get them properly started before school. I think aged 17 and 13 now, those days are over. Thinking of music, did you spot the worship song hidden in our first reading tonight from Isaiah? We have sung it in here with Messy Church many times. It's the song about Noah and his Arche Arche. Rise and shine and give God the glory, glory. And so it goes on. The scripture says, arise and shine. The prophet Isaiah calls us, is a call out to the people of Israel. For your light has come. The glory of the Lord has risen upon you. This is a wake-up call to bring Israel into revival. Here, Isaiah presents a vision of hope and restoration, not just for the people of Israel, but for all of the nations. It offers poetry of majesty and power, the poetry of God's reign breaking into everything. The prophet calls our attention into the ways in which God breaks into our world and illuminates our very existence. Jesus is alive and present in our world right now. Don't crawl back under the duvet or hit the snooze button. Arise and shine. This news is worth getting up for. So what gets you up in the morning? Is it the pressure of the alarm clock, with the knowledge that your day is fully booked out with work commitments, or school, or just an appointment? Is it the desire to get on with your to-do list, to go out for a morning run? Is it the opportunity to catch the sunrise with a morning cuppa? Now things have eased slightly in lockdown. Isaiah might have us take a new direction in our days, beginning with the eagerness for what God is doing or might be doing in our lives and in the world right now. How might our days be different if we adopted this perspective each morning of looking at God's glory in the world? If we saw it, we would bask in that light and be radiant ourselves, with our hearts truly thrilled and rejoicing, as verse 5 describes. First, by helping us to look at things differently, and secondly, by prompting us to live in a different way as a result. Isaiah says, not just to rise, but to shine. One of the things I have discovered in lockdown is the pile of books that were waiting to be read. One such book, called The Joy of Ministry, I recently managed to delve into. And looking at this chapter of Isaiah, the author suggests these words. They are more than just beautiful poetry. It is not an invitation, it is a command. The light has not come merely to rescue a chosen few from darkness. The light has come so that others will be drawn out of the darkness into the circle of light. Those who are privileged to stand in the light have a responsibility not to receive it, but to respond to it. That's not to say, however, that there isn't darkness to overcome. The world we know is a dark place. Every day, flicking on the television or reading a newspaper, we see doom and gloom. There are struggles, both near to and far from us, that we have to face, and that's the balance that we have to consider. The compromise of being a people of light and hope in a world of darkness and despair. It's not an easy line to walk, carrying the light of Christ to others. This lunchtime, Matthew baptised brother and sister. It was an occasion, as they always are, but today very intimate, with just five people. It was an occasion full of joy that brother and sister were being brought for baptism. And also there were signs for us all that being back to normal a little was happening when we can open the doors and invite families back. The liturgy of baptism, you will have heard it before, uses words from St. Paul as an instruction to shine as a light in the world to the glory of God the Father. As a lighted candle is offered to each of those baptised, reminding them of the light of Christ, delivering them from darkness, then all of us, as baptised Christians in this place, are also instructed to shine, to bring others to know the love of Jesus, and to bring the good news of the Gospels. We are all meant to shine as children do. We were born to make manifest the glory of God that is within us. It is not in just some of us, it is in each one of us. And as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. So whether you are a morning person or not, I know it's nearly bedtime, but remember, rise and shine, and give God his glory. Amen.
Spirit and in union with Christ, Let us pray to the Father. God of our days and years, we give thanks that we are together this evening to worship and praise you. We give thanks for the beauty of this evening office and how through it we draw near to you in words and music that gently touch our souls, just as it has over the centuries for those who have gone before us. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God of all, hear us as we pray for our sisters and brothers around the world, whose lives are diminished by famine or war or disaster. As we give thanks for the steps we have made in our country to alleviate the suffering and restrictions caused by this pandemic, we hold in our prayers those less fortunate than ourselves, whose lives continue to be defined by anxiety and fear. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God of all that is seen and unseen, we give thanks for this community where we live, and for the places and people where and with whom we spend our daily lives. Hear us as we pray for our families, our friends, and our neighbours. Remembering especially those whose lives are in any way diminished at this time, especially those who are sick in body, mind, or spirit, and those who are living through the dark shadow of grief. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God of resurrection, as we continue on our journey through this Easter season, we pray today for Christian people everywhere, but especially the Orthodox Church around the world as they celebrate Pascha, Easter, today. Forgive us for being a divided church, and hear us as we pray for a renewed commitment to unity, that the Holy Spirit might break the barriers of division and unite us afresh in Christ. We pray too for Matilda and Joel, baptized earlier today, that they may know your risen Son walking with them in all their years and in all they do. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God of hope, we give thanks for all your mercies and your loving kindness. We bless you for our creation, preservation, and all the blessings of this life, but above all for your inestimable love in the redemption of the world by our Lord Jesus Christ, for the means of grace and for the hope of glory. And we pray you give us thankful hearts, that we praise you not only with our lips, but in our lives, offered daily to you. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be all honour and glory, world without end. Amen. of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen. Amen.